Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting third. The third baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Woodward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Nolan. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Gary Nolan. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolan covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Staub. The throw from Bench and he is safe. Staub steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Stewart moves to second. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolan covering, for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0 for 1 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Rose reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. It's 1 to nothing, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 1 in the game. Bench hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into right field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bench settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ferry strikes out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 1 in the game. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0 for 2 in the game. Bench hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. Staub moves to second. One out. It's Reds, 1, Expos, 1. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley is walked intentionally. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ferry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Ferry reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. Fairley goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Milt Wilcox now pitching. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine strikes out. There goes Ferry. The throw from bench and Ferry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Bravo pinch hits for Milt Wilcox. Angel Bravo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bravo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rose is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-2 in the game. Morton is called out on strikes. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-3 in the game. Bench hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Granger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. One out. Woody Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Ty Klein pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Woodward moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.